Sci-Fi, KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and coming up on the show today, we have four different chances for you to win. Am I being heard? Do we know? Yes. There you go. I have. We have four different chances for you to play the high-low game because Marcy was out. So we're going to play it every hour, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. Also, ocean yoga is a thing now. That went wrong. So we'll talk about that. An ambulance was called to the scene of a guy trying to relieve himself. We'll tell you about that. Guy ruins a surprise party. We'll take your calls on You Ruined a Surprise. And your favorite Halloween movies as well, coming up on KLOS. People who show up to work late really get on my nerves.
Dude, what a narc, man. You said we were going to take a four-day weekend, it's so I was just, like, not coming in.
It's a lack of respect.
We weren't even here on Friday.
For your coworkers, and it's a lack of respect for Monday. The radio station, certainly for the listeners.
You're like, teacher, I'm here on time, it teacher.
It's just, you don't care about other people.
It can't really be the side you want to take. You want to be like, yeah, I know, I forgot we were going to ditch today, too.
Listen, I don't get to take the side where I'm actually here on time.
Yeah. Ever. It's weird, ever. Right?
Yes.
It sucks.
It is Kevin and Sligo. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Have you ever tried yoga?
Yoga? No, I'm way too lazy for that sort of thing.
I've tried it.
Did you?
Yes.
It looks painful.
It can be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, I would think.
When I started, I thought, oh, you know, it's just stretching. How hard can that be?
Do a downward dog for me right now.
Nope.
Do it.
No, I'm not doing that anywhere near you.
Very wise.
I know you.
That's a wise man.
So for some reason, so it isn't as easy as you would think. If you've not done it, it's a lot harder than you would think.
Surprisingly hard, yeah.
I don't know why, however, that yoga needs to be taken on the road.
No.
Or done with goats.
No.
Sometimes they have like a yoga at a farm with goats.
Yeah, they like to stand on your back. What?
But,
stuff.
But
I want the ones who fall over. Like if they, I
none
do,
of the other ones, like Pilates, doesn't do these little.
No,
games.
They don't involve.
What the hell?
Four-legged animals.
There's a
usually.
Yoga in a cat cafe. People who love cats.
Sure. Yeah. That would be difficult. You'd be got cats all over you all the time, scratching and.
Then there's yoga on the ocean, and that didn't go quite as well as you would have thought. They were on untethered paddle boats on the ocean.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm thinking some stupid cruise ship and it's part of the... Really?
On October 9th, just outside of, I believe it's Tokyo, there were four people, an instructor and four women that were on paddle boats. And they started their yoga session with meditation.
Sure, that's fine on a paddle boat.
And when they sort of came out of their meditation, they were a half a mile further offshore than
they
thought
they were.
They
weren't paying attention.
Well, no, because you're in meditation. Sure. You're not supposed to be. So they were about a half a mile away on these paddle boards, and they couldn't get back. They were trying like crazy to get back.
Right. I'm picturing kind of older ladies. And
it's a 50-year-old yoga instructor, and it doesn't say the ages of the female students, but... But, I mean, a paddleboard is not ideal out in the middle of the ocean.
No.
So they're meditating. They get sent out. She finally has to call the Japanese Coast Guard and say, hey, we're at sea.
We suck. Well, she had something on her to call, at least.
We're just trying to do some yoga.
On paddleboards in the middle of the harbor.
Again?
No.
Why?
No, you know, so now this is why they always have to come up with all these kind of things, like rules that you have to sign. I will not do any yoga on a paddleboard.
It is, because these people
A.
ruined it for everybody.
Yes.
Because they had to do it on a paddleboard that was untethered on the ocean.
And they should just sit around and do nothing anyway. Much better.
That's your kind of yoga.
Yeah.
We need Sligo yoga.
Yeah.
Which is just watching TV.
Yeah, having a drink or 10. Hell of a lot of high-low.
Huh?
I'm all for a hell of a lot of high-low.
Huh?
I guess we're going to play a hell of a lot of high-low today or something?
We are, yes. We're going to play it each hour.
I wanted another huh.
Huh?
There you go.
We're going to play it each hour, yes.
Nice.
So between now and 4 o'clock.
Nice. Just for the hell of it.
This story comes out of Florida. It's not surprising. A young man by the name of Terry Majors, 30 years old, called 911 Thursday afternoon looking for medical assistance. Said he was having problems breathing.
Okay. Pretty important call there. Sure.
Ambulance shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Sunstar Ambulance Company. And as soon as he got in and they started driving, he allegedly removed all of his clothes and began masturbating.
Wait, did they check him? Did he have weird vitals? Was there something going on at the scene?
I don't know what he said to get into the ambulance.
Yeah, they don't generally...
Other than, like, problems breathing. I mean, that...
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I can't
maybe,
breathe.
Maybe.
Hey, watch this. Once he got in. Wow, that's a strange fetish.
It gets, yes, it's a super strange fetish. It gets weirder.
Yay!
He was wearing a condom.
Oh, wow.
At the time.
In case somebody wanted to join him,
just
maybe?
To stay safe, I guess.
Like, you know, I'm going to be doing this, and you're probably going to be pretty intrigued.
And he was looking at the EMTs that were trying to treat him while...
Yeah, you. Yeah, I'm looking at you, sweetheart.
While doing the old five-on-one.
Hey, what's your name, Dave? What's up, Dave? Yeah. I'm playing it safe, though. You're in the ambulance.
I do have a condom on.
Wow.
If you want to join.
It'd be like stopping the ambulance and just opening the door and pushing him out at that point. Same. Clearly, he's fine.
Same.
So, you know, keep the gurney.
At some point, as the ambulance traveled to the hospital, which it was still going to for some reason, I'm with you. I would just open the doors and push him right out.
Maybe take him to Bellevue, you know, the ones where he can get the other kind of help.
Majors asked for an ice pack.
Nope.
Which he then proceeded to fold and use in his attempt.
Yeah.
You know.
To continue the activity?
Yes, to continue
the
activity.
Oh, I thought he was going to place it somewhere dark and...
No, he was effing the ice.
I see. I get the picture. That's not easy to do.
And why?
Yeah.
And
usually that'll be a mood killer unless you're
That's
really.
What I would think.
Maybe you know, like he hadn't called his doctor because it had lasted for more than 5 hours or whatever.
Right.
You know, and instead of after the little blue pill, he just figured, well, maybe a crazy night out on the town in an ambulance.
In an ambulance.
With some ice and some EMTs that I'm not interested in watching.
The ice thing just doesn't make any sense
to me.
Well,
bring things down if you're trying to kill the mood.
I guess, but he wasn't trying to kill the mood. He was romantically involved with the ice.
That's one of the weirder sentences I've ever heard. That's definitely up there.
So that's our Florida story of the day.
Dude, yeah. You know, good old Florida,
good
man.
Times.
We really do need to move. We need to be there.
To Florida?
Yeah.
I agree.
We fit right in.
I agree. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Money.
We have $1,700.
That's a lot of money.
To give away
that's
right
a hell
now.
Of cash.
KLOS high-low game, $1,700. You have to be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
And just for doing that, you get yourself Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets if you're caller 13. Boom, you're going to the show.
Correct. And then you also get to guess a number between 0 and 95. And if you get that correct, you win $1,700.
Now, the last guess was 77, and it turns out that was my favorite place to be. Too high.
It was too high. So you might want to guess a little lower than that would be our advice. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Good luck. It is our high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, you're caller 13.
Oh, holy cow.
Nicely done.
Dude, you're off to see the Chili Peppers for sure, but you want to play the second part of our precious little game?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you want to get high or low? Either way is kind of good sometimes.
The last guess was 77, and that was too high.
Yes, sir.
So if you were to make a guess, what would that be?
72.
You high? Are you high?
I'm high.
Oh, dude, you're high, man.
Oh, well.
Damn it.
Chili Peppers.
Yep. Yeah. Still got the tickets to the Chili Peppers. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll do it again sometime between 4 and 5. We just
Correct.
Feel like doing it a bunch today.
We're going to do it each hour.
I felt like that many times in my life, but generally don't get to. Yeah, screw the park.
Right?
I don't want no walk, no park.
Right?
Hell no.
Where's all that hate coming from?
I don't know, really.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We played you a story on Thursday, and we're going to take some phone calls on it today for You Ruined a Surprise.
Nah, or someone ruined your surprise party. Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
I actually have a story, and then I'll tell you a different one.
Okay.
Mine is I ruined a surprise in a bad way.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It wasn't a birthday party.
Right.
It was a couple that I knew, and I found out from her that they were getting divorced.
Oh, no. That's heavy information to carry around. Politely.
So then I ran into him, and I said, hey, I'm really sorry to hear about the divorce.
And he's like, what divorce?
And he said, what?
Whose divorce? Oh, no.
And you want to be able to somehow get those words back and jam them back into your mouth that
you
can't?
Steve, that guy that's in accounting, he's a total dickweed, no wonder.
I don't remember how I tried to weasel out of it, but that was rough.
Mm.
This guy, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. This guy was late for a surprise birthday party.
Right.
So he was sitting on the porch while everybody else was inside the house all getting organized.
And he's the one that's going to keep an eye out for the birthday boy?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not what he's doing.
Okay.
There's a woman who's inside the house that's keeping an eye out for the birthday boy. And she, of course, is the one that's getting everybody together.
Sure.
Hey, everybody, be quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he parked. He's walking on.
Right.
And so she's ready to do that. And everybody has parked their cars on streets around the corner, and they're all hidden.
Sure.
And there's a guy just drinking a beer sitting on the porch
that
doesn't know that this is a surprise party.
Oh, that guy.
So when the birthday boy walks up, the guy on the porch who's drinking a beer says, "How are you the last guy to your own party?" And the birthday boy goes,
What party?
What party?
There's no party here for me.
And then the woman who was in charge of the whole thing just came busting out the door. She's like, "What are you doing,
Doc?"
Listen to this video.
"How are you the last one to show up to your own party? That is messed up."
"What party?
Your birthday party. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
What?
It's a surprise party.
Surprise party?
Are you drunk?"
"Of course I am. It's a party.
You guys can come out. Derek messed this up. Seriously.
Where all the cars were.
How stupid can you be?
What are you just saying?
It's
a surprise party.
Happy birthday. Thanks a lot, Derek."
Yeah, thank you, Derek.
Thanks a lot, Derek.
Can you imagine being that guy?
Derek.
Everybody? So she goes, "Everybody come out. He knows." Are you drunk?
All that planning.
Yes, it's a party. Those parties are the worst.
Oh, yeah, trying to keep everybody quiet about it. And then there's some idiot sitting outside drinking a beer, not knowing what's going on.
Also, the person usually finds out somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Like has an inkling or kind of an idea.
Unless you're really good.
So you ruined a surprise.
Man, maybe you got caught on Ring like this one. Clearly that was like a Ring or whatever. Those are catching some great stuff.
They really
stuff.
Are getting some good stuff.
Some bizarre stuff.
So call us now, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Death by rock and roll.
That's my favorite kind of pizza, death by rock and roll. That's what I want on my tombstone. Delicious.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. We are talking about people who ruin surprises based on a guy who ruined a surprise birthday party.
Which was hilarious,
yes. Let's take some calls. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
"At no charge to you."
Yeah.
"Why?"
"Why?" "Why?"
"Thank you for using text to landline."
"You're welcome." Oh, I went away. I wanted to hear what
bad.
The special message was. Yeah.
Same.
Hello, KLOS. How did you ruin a party?
"We are doing a garage get together, me and my buddies, and I accidentally didn't know that the neighbor across the street about 5 years ago, we had some hoochies come over, and they had a whole banging time with all the buddies, all the friends. They ended up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, I start retelling the story. Come to find out, the hoochie that came over, their dad was a guy who we were hanging out with, and we were all drinking, and I decided to tell the story of the girls who came over, unbeknownst to me, that was their father."
Oh, no.
Man, they were just like, they'd do anything. They just were the loosest.
They were up for it all.
Oh, you want to see the video, cousin, dude?
My cousin took me in the other room and said, "Dude, what are you doing? That's their dad."
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's so great.
No idea.
That's so great.
Yay.
Congratulations.
A plus. Very good.
Well played.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Spill it. You ruined something that way.
Cat to say Boston. Say it properly.
Nope.
Let's get a hold of Cat Corbett and make her say every time
that
I play that band.
That is not a sexy.
It is not. No, sorry if you're from Boston.
Sorry.
No.
Nope.
Not too sexy.
Nope to you.
She squished it pretty well, but we'll make her bring it back out and announce that band.
We are talking about people who ruin surprises. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ruined a surprise?
I ruined a surprise?
Yes, that's the...
you didn't know? We had all this stuff planned for you. You didn't know?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, so much for all the wonderful things we were going to give you, ma'am.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Nope. KLOS,
is
hello.
Is it Monday? Oh, it is Monday. That's why. Everybody's dead still.
What?
You guys are like super cool. Super cool.
Now, Butthead's telephoning.
Yay! Butthead, great.
What's up?
Talking to you, idiot.
He's playing the straight guy.
Yeah, he's doing both. You ever seen him do that? Actually do that himself? He looks like he's in massive pain.
Poor bastard Mike Judge. KLOS, hello.
Hey, we still talking about ruining birthday parties?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
So we did a surprise birthday party for my uncle, and my cousin thought it'd be a great idea to have banners and decorations attached to the fan.
Yes. So oh, no.
When we turned the light on with the fan, it just tore everything down.
That must have been amazing chaos for
a minute. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Sluggo and I love chaos. Yeah, so
we like to see things get screwed up.
That would really be great.
Everything went in a punch.
Stuff was flying everywhere.
That's awesome.
I love it. All you needed to do was set it on fire, and it would be a perfect story. Money.
cash.
We should give it away.
Money.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have our high-low game.
You should have done this just a few minutes ago because we played Red Hot Chili Peppers. And if you're caller 13, you definitely get to see them at SoFi Stadium.
Next summer. That's correct. So caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS. You can play the high-low game. Also, the high-low part of it is that you have to guess a number between 0 and 95. And the last number was 72, and that was too high.
That was too high, so. Give us a number that's lower than 72 between 0 and 95. And if you can do it and you're caller 13, $1,800.
Not bad.
It's a nice payday, man. So good luck to you.
Time for the high-low game, KLOS. Who is this?
Oh, Alan.
Alan.
Caller 13?
Yes, you are caller 13, yes.
Cool. All right.
Well done, Alan.
So we have our high-low game going, and it's worth $1,800.
And you've already won Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets, but now you can play for that cash, that money.
I think I got...
You do? Okay, so it's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 72, which was too high. Would you like to guess?
Yes. I'm going to go with 70.
70 is your final answer?
Yep.
70.
Yeah.
Let me put it into the KLOS motherboard.
Are you high? Are you high?
You are high as a kite.
Damn it.
Sorry, you're high as a kite.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Make sure you're that way when you go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at SoFi Stadium.
Cool.
They're going to be playing next summer with Beck, and you got tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hey, what do you say we do this again between 5 and 6?
Sure.
Young Kevin.
Sure, why not?
Neat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
We you went to see a movie this weekend.
Oh, really?
Halloween Kills.
Oh.
It's that time of year.
It is.
I love scary movies. I love them so much.
Oh, me too. I remember the first time I saw Halloween on HBO, I was really young.
That came out, the first time it came out was in 1978.
Yeah, and I just remember sitting there staring at the TV and all the family was asleep, and I'm like, what the hell is going on, man?
How old were you?
I was like 13, I think, something like that. It was 78, yeah, right around there.
Could have used some supervision.
No kidding, man. I used to watch a lot of late night movies on HBO and on TV.
But I don't want to say anything about the movie because there's a lot of spoilers and I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
I loved the last one when they brought back Jamie Lee Curtis or the last, whenever that was.
And I think that was the sequel to the original, which I think was in 2018.
Something like that.
And
yeah.
Then she was in this one as well.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
I love her. She's so cool.
So let's take your favorite Halloween movies.
Now, you're not saying that it's your favorite movie right now, though.
No.
You didn't, you know.
That's not my number one.
Right.
No.
But John Carpenter's music, too. That's I love everything that he does. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He's a very odd fellow.
It really does just put you right in that spot.
It really does.
So.
Yeah. What favorite Halloween movies, then?
My favorite Halloween movie, I think, would be. I mean, is it Halloween? Poltergeist?
That's fair enough.
Is it Halloween or just like any supernatural? Scary movie?
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
remember, it was like, they didn't move the bodies. Remember the swimming pool with all the bodies in it?
Great. Craig T. Nelson.
Yes.
Very good stuff.
I love that movie.
There's so many.
The Evil Dead series.
Evil
I love.
Dead was great. Yeah. Dawn of the Dead. Second one, particularly, you know.
Shaun of the Dead.
Come on. You can't get much better than that. You got red on you, man.
So, 818-955 KLOS. Maybe give us some recommendations
for.
Yeah,
like your top two.
Your top two Halloween movies or scary movies.
First one to get killer clowns from outer space gets a nice patting on the back.
I mean, you just said it, though, so that's...
Well, they get a pat on the back.
Okay.
If you go with that one.
818-955 KLOS, your favorite scary movies that would be perfect for Halloween viewing. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the time of year when you like to watch scary movies.
Absolutely.
So we are asking for your top two favorite scary/Halloween movies. KLOS, hello.
The ultimate Exorcist with Linda Blair.
What a lovely day for an exorcist.
Oh, Exorcist, is that's a great one.
My wife saw that when she was about 5.
Oh, no!
They took her to a drive-in. She was supposed to be asleep in the back seat, but of course she wasn't. Scared the hell out of her.
How can you sleep
right?
with that?
Right?
Yep. And I love that movie right after church.
Excellent.
Yep.
And then
right after Palm Sunday.
And then did you go right back to church?
Yeah, right, running back.
You damn right I did.
Thanks right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it.
I love the music for that one, too.
Yeah.
That's some really good stuff.
KLOS, hello.
Halloween 1978, Trick or Treat, that's Exorcist.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween the original.
Halloween the original. Yeah, yeah, that was strong, too.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And, of course, Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one.
Yep.
So good.
KLOS, hello.
All right. Number one has to be The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
Oh, I loved that movie. I forgot about The Conjuring.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, the first 5 minutes in, I was screaming like, no, I can't watch this.
That's the best.
And the second one is The Nun.
The Nun.
Oh, The Nun. I remember The Nun.
I don't remember that one. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
It Follows, by the way. Have you seen that one?
It Follows is good.
Really good.
Is good.
Yeah, it's yeah, but yeah. It Follows. It's like it's an 80s looking movie, but it's really
yes,
modern,
I love
really
that
good stuff. KLOS, you, your turn. Your favorite two Halloween movies.
Actually, I want to tell you that Netflix has a new series on right now. It's called The Movies That Made Us.
Right.
They take iconic movies and they talk to the writers, directors, producers, and actors, and how the movie came about. And the new episodes they have are of Halloween. And Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, nice.
And it's so interesting.
That is
cool. Because to Wes Craven, Wes Craven said when he was a kid, he had a kid that bullied him. That kid that bullied him's name was Freddy Krueger. And that's the name he used in Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's a great recommendation.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Really, really good.
That's great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, 818-955-KLOS, your two favorite Halloween horror movies.
Love it. Love it so much.
I used to not be able to afford albums as a kid, but I would buy movie soundtracks on a regular basis, like all the time. And so I had that one, of course, which was rather funny to my parents. Why do you have a soundtrack all the time to The Exorcist running in your room? What is that about?
That is a strange choice as a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
We're talking about your favorite scary movie recommendations. You have one?
Two scary horror movies I'd recommend is It Comes at Night and You're Next.
Very cool. So you like the more recent stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they put more into it recently.
Yeah, it's really come around again. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got an old movie, nightmare movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the original Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, my God. That's one of the best movies ever made, just straight up.
Yeah.
Period.
That is a good one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, spoiler alerts, whatever, but the way they wrap that up after all that dude went through, and then that's what happens, is quite the political statement, I think.
That's what I'm looking for in my Halloween movies.
But it's awesome. Great work. They're coming for you, Barbara.
I'm not a big fan of the new slasher movies, ones with all the blood.
No,
and
I got you, man.
No, but let me ask you about a new movie that no one's mentioned yet, and that is Get Out.
Oh, yeah, that was psychological mess with you. Is it really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yes.
I saw that in a theater, and it was really tense.
I love tense.
Yeah, dude.
It's really good, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Right on, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your Halloween movie recommendation.
95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Ho, ho, ho,
what are you doing?
Like my favorite.
You good?
Santa's getting bopped or something.
Are you good?
Oh, ho, ho.
You all right?
No, I'm really not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
We are taking phone calls on your favorite Halloween / scary movies. You have one?
Hi. I have two.
Do it.
One is House of 1,000 Corpses.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and then Wolf Creek. It's a sleeper, but it's scary.
I don't know that one. No, Wolf Creek. How is it recent?
It's based on a true story that happened in Australia, where a guy would mess with people's cars when they would go and look at this crater lake by a place called Wolf Creek, and he would actually he wouldn't kill them right away. He would do things to them where they would stay alive.
Fun Christmas family film.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch it with your kids.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
How about Night of the Living Dead 2?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I like the punk part of that film.
The punk aspect.
Punk parts. It's got a punky feel. I want a job. I want a real job. Thanks for calling. I want a job that satisfies.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys. Great to hear both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
love it. First one's pretty dumb, but Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Attack.
That's the one.
All right, you can choose that one as long as your next one is good.
Next one has to scare us.
Next one, I'm going with Child's Play. You gotta like
Chucky. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I love the tagline for whichever one was where he got married, whatever. Chucky gets lucky. I love that kind of crap.
Can't go wrong with those things, man.
Nope.
Love good you stuff. Guys.
Thanks. Thank you for calling.
We appreciate it. That was odd.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Who's giggling?
Hi, I'm Gigi, and my two recommendations for horror movies have to be The Fly and The Thing.
Help me.
The Fly and the thing.
Very cool. You mean the John Carpenter thing or the original way back?
Yes. Those original '80s.
Yeah, the '80s version. Yeah, yeah, right on. Nice, very cool, awesome.
I love it.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS.
Let me ask you before. Yes. What was one of the first horror movies you remember seeing?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Get the hell out!
When I was a kid.
Get out of here! Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow!
It wasn't ideal for me as a
kidding.
Child.
No. Holy cow! I thought the Blob was a little crazy.
Yeah, no.
And Omega was... Man.
Sorry. Hello.
Dude's
KLOS.
Going to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre right out the gate. What's your two? Yeah. What's your two suggestions?
Yeah. No. My favorite movie was Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
That's a good one too.
That's a good one. I think one of the reasons I like Carrie so much is because it's a revenge porn, basically.
Yeah, that's
true. You just want that power, you know, in high school anyway, but let alone what they did to her. Get her done.
KLOS.
John Travolta is pig's blood. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. It's nice to see the radio station getting some use time, you know? And if you guys like scary movies, man, there's one. And I'm a farmer. I'm not scared of shit, okay? But let me tell you, there's this movie called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. And it's an old one, man, but the premise is that, you know what I'm talking about? These little creatures pull these people into the house to stay with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the people that live there in this chimney or something like that, that scared the shit out of me. I mean,
wow. That is weird what kind of gets into your head, the one that really works, isn't it? You just never know why that one gets into your head, but man. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
There should be a countdown on there so we can tell when a song ends.
Oh, and actually maybe pay attention to Joyous Wolf Fearless. That's good stuff, though, I got to tell.
Happens occasionally?
Yeah, occasionally.
We should give away some music. I mean, some money.
Yeah, let's give away music and money.
We have both.
Yeah, because we got tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And we have $1,900
in the high-low game.
Correct.
So if you're caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, and you be caller 13, you definitely get yourself the Chili Peppers tickets.
And then you can guess in the high-low game, a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 70, and it was too high.
So what do you got for us? Call us now. Good luck.
Our high-low game, KLOS. Who is this?
Gosh, it's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Tammy, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Nicely done. So you automatically got tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers next summer when they play SoFi.
Awesome.
And you get a chance to guess a number in our high-low game. The last guess was 70, and it was too high.
So what do you got for us?
Oh, my gosh. Let's do 65.
65. 65.
You're saying 65.
That turns out to be too low.
Too low.
Damn it!
Very close. Thank you. You hold on, though, because we got the tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. No problem. And, you know, I feel like doing this again. In just a few minutes. Let's try it again. The high-low game in just a few minutes.
We'll just keep going until we get a winner?
Nah.
Okay.
Because I want to get out of here sometime soon. So, $2,000 very soon in the high-low contest on First Wave. First Wave. That's in the morning. I got to get up in the morning and do that, too. Boy, am I looking forward to that. But it's a man answer.
Hmm. Odd.
What's his problem, man?
Let's do the game again right now.
Really? You
want high-low?
High-low again?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
We just did it like 10 minutes ago. Let's do it again.
Yeah, okay.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. It's the high-low game, which is the number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 65, and it was too low.
And Marcy wasn't able to play today, so we're sort of making up for that for her.
So you automatically get tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers at SoFi Stadium on Sunday, July 31st with Beck, and you get to guess a number for $2,000.
Yeah, if you're caller 13, you get those tickets and possibly $2,000.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
That's our high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
Matthew.
Matthew, you're caller 13.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do this.
You're going to SoFi for sure next July, a few thousand years from now, when Chili Peppers show up to play. You win those tickets.
And you have to pick a number between 0 and 95 for $2,000. And the last guess was 65.
Lucky number 69.
And it was too low.
What did you say?
Lucky number 69.
Number 69? You know, we pick these randomly.
We do.
And, Wow! That is correct. 69 is correct.
You got $2,000.
I don't know how people didn't guess that. Like, honestly.
Well, I mean, we're by the rules, we can't pick a number that we find funny. We have to pick a random one.
Yeah, and so they gave us 69. We're like, woo!
Happened to be 69, and you just won $2,000.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you very much.
Plus the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. You got everything.
On top of that, hell yeah. There we go.
Yeah, you get in. You can have Sluggo's car.
Yeah,
anything you want. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for what we learned.
Oh, what did we learn? I didn't learn nothing.
Not sure why yoga has to go on the road, but for some reason there's hot yoga and you can go to a farm and have goat yoga.
There's yoga water or yoga in the water, apparently.
Oh, yeah, there's yoga in the ocean, which I would say don't do because a group of five had to be rescued because they floated out to sea while they were doing yoga.
That is not what you want on your epitaph. Well, they floated out to sea
yoga-ing.
Downward dog position.
You can get arrested, it turns out, if you call an ambulance and then strip naked and pleasure yourself in front of the medics. So don't do that.
Good to note.
We got a lot of great suggestions for scary movies for Halloween time.
Well done, y'all.
You don't necessarily have to see Halloween Kills. Okay.
Yeah. Good to know. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
Tuesday. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What do you have there? Why are you smiling? Why the grin?
I'd like to play a little game with you that I am terrible at myself. Would you like to play it? Are you any good at Name That Tune?
I can be.
I'm really kind of bad at it.
I can also be bad.
I'm terrible with lyrics. Like people for all the time I've been doing radio will call up and go, oh, this song.
Oh, I'm bad with lyrics too.
Right. Yeah. Terrible. But maybe if they made fart noises, I might be able to name it a little
quicker. Is this the hand farter guy?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Any guesses yet?
Hold on. We Are the World.
That's right. Otherwise known as Bohemian Rhapsody. Close enough. The film version of Broadway's West Side Story was released to theaters on this day in rock, in 1961, starring Natalie Wood and Richard Brenner. And I've never seen that movie. You ever seen that movie?
Nope.
I don't want to see that movie. The second episode of Saturday Night Live aired on this day in rock in 1975 with musical guest Paul Simon, who ended up being all over the show. He was in it more than anyone else. Traveling Wilburys released their debut album on this day in rock in, what year was that, Kevin? Do you know?
1920.